Sunday and Monday. Tickets for Madness from Golden Discs.
Must be love, love, love.
They're crazy.
You'd be mad to miss them.
The Universal Health Club, the finest health club in the country. The Universal Health Club, Old Kilmainham, is situated in a purpose-built, ultra-modern building, providing all the space and facilities a top health club should have. The Universal Health Club has only the finest equipment and the most expert trainers. Ease away the cares of the day in our jacuzzi or sauna. Avail of our beauty salon, open to non-members. Relax in our snooker complex or TV lounge. The Universal Health Club, the complete health center with a touch of class. Phone the Universal Health Club at 774249 or call to Flair House, Old Kilmainham, Dublin 8. Why not drop in for a free trial of our facilities? Phone the Universal at 774249.
Well, what do you think, Tony? Pretty good sound?
It's fantastic. You're racing in the streets these days, all right. A beautiful new car, and now this. A Blaupunkt Auto Hi-Fi. King of the road, what?
I'm telling you, the radio's even better than the car. They say Blaupunkt is built for the future and beyond. I really feel as if I'm wired for sound that's out of this world.
Blaupunkt Auto Hi-Fi. Designed for car buffs, wired for the sound of the future.
Hello, Evening Herald Small Ads. Can I help you?
On AM and stereo FM, this is Q102.
It's 11 o'clock. This is Martin O'Neill. The man who died in a stabbing in Dublin last night still hasn't been named. Gardaí were called to Windmill Park in Crumlin, where they found a man lying outside a house. He was taken to Dr. Stephen's hospital but was pronounced dead on arrival. Gardaí in County Meath are investigating an attempted robbery and arson attack on a house near Summerhill last night. The owner of the house, Mr. Thomas Tallon, said three masked men set the house alight when they failed to get any money. The raiders cut Mrs. Tallon on the arm and hand, but she managed to escape from the house with her 8-year-old son. The building was extensively damaged, but no one else was injured in the incident. In the United States, a fisherman has been killed and two oil rigs have collapsed in the Gulf of Mexico as Hurricane Juan struck the Louisiana coast. However, the 80 crewmen aboard are reported safe. About 2,000 people have had to be evacuated from their homes as floodwaters reached a height of 12 feet. In Mexico, about 600 people have been injured in a fire in Mexico City's underground train system. The fire was caused by a short circuit between two stations. The Dublin City Marathon begins in Hatch Street about now. Over 6,000 runners are taking part and organisers are hoping that a new record will be set. The favourite to win the race is Dublin man Dick Hooper. It's expected that the winner will reach the finishing line at Lower Leeson Street just after 1 o'clock. And the weather, it will be a mild and dry day with good sunny spells. The winds are light and southerly in direction and Dublin's temperature is now 14 degrees Celsius. Our next news at 12.
Another man sing, change your heart to a little white dove. More than a feeling, that's the power of love. Tougher than diamonds, rich like cream. Stronger and harder than a bad girl's dream. Make a bad one good, make a wrong one right. Credit card riding this train. It's strong and it's sudden and it's cruel sometimes, but it might just save your life. That's the power of love.
Marin City, California. Don't get it confused with the rest of Marin County. No hot tubs here. Marin City is definitely East Bay Greece, a grab bag of cultures and colors. And on the sidewalk, a young kid listens in wonder as a street corner chorus does its thing. The swank Lawrenceville school in Princeton, New Jersey. The kid from Marin City is on a scholarship, but all the preppy, folky music makes him long for the sound of the city. A lonely highway in the middle of nowhere. Well, actually, it's in the middle of Spain. The kid from Marin City is hitchhiking around Europe before going on to college, passing the time waiting for a ride by playing his harmonica. A mammoth coliseum in Wichita, Kansas. The joints jammed to the rafters with fans waiting to see the ex-preppy, harmonica-toting singer from Marin City, California. He and his band are bringing America's heartland, the heart of rock and roll. Huey Lewis and the News.
Countless stories. And obviously it was experience, you know. It was funny because a lot of people say, when did you make the decision to be a professional musician? Or weren't you worried that you'd never make it, and how much longer would you have continued and all that sort of stuff? Well, I'd made that decision when I was 16 years old because I made a living with my harmonica in Europe for a year. I lived on no money, you know, just sort of bumming around. I had learned that lesson then even. So I was never afraid, you know, to play in a band and get by day to day. I never sort of thought about the future.
New York is everything they say, and no place that I'd rather be. Where else can you do a half a million things, all at a quarter to three? When they play their music, ooh, that modern music, they back it with a lot of style, but it's still that same old backbeat rhythm that really, really drives them wild. They say the heart of rock and roll is still beating, and from what I've seen, I believe them. Now the other may be barely breathing, but the heart of rock and roll is still beating. Yeah.
because these are really great music towns. Maybe this will sound a little too pretentious, but I think that rock and roll, which is only, say, 30 years old right now, is actually an American concept. Okay?
Okay. Huey Lewis is a seasoned man of the world. Not only did he bum around Europe when he was 16, but he even lived in London a few years back, interacting with that city's power pop scene. But Huey's heart has always beat back in the USA, where he's not afraid to wave the flag for American music.
By that I mean it came out of music from the South, from the black people from Africa and Anglo-Saxons from Nova Scotia and so on, sort of picked up the fiddles and through Jimmy Rogers and country and gospel and all that, we got Elvis and Jerry Lee Lewis and Chuck Berry and a handful of others who literally wrote rock and roll, and Bill Haley and Buddy Holly. And rock and roll in those days was passionate. It was emotional. It was almost blustery. You sort of speak before you think, kind of thing. And I think that is intrinsically an American concept. The English have always documented things well. They're good. The best journalists probably are English. The best producers, maybe even, it could be argued, managers. A lot of the sound mixers, a lot of road crews, all of whom are English. But I would maintain that the rock and roll, the essential rock and roll in its pure form, which is, again, passionate and emotional, is basically an American concept, musically. And there are a lot of great bands out there playing real American music that aren't being heard. And I'm afraid that if we forget about those things, it will go away entirely, and rock and roll will become a fashion. And it's not a fashion, it's a music. That's all.
Jerry Bishop, and this time, Spotlight Specials bringing you the news. Huey Lewis in the news. And believe me, much of what you're going to hear will be news, especially if your familiarity with the band rests solely with hits like I Want a New Drug, Heart and Soul, and Do You Believe in Love? What few fans realize is that this is a band. Six best friends from Marin County having a ball together, playing all-American rock and roll. Huey's name comes first because he's the lead singer and because everyone figured it was a good marketing strategy. That's why you'll also meet a couple other members of the News, each with a compelling tale of his own. But undeniably, Huey is the focal point, the man with the drive who put it all together. Plus, he's led the kind of life that makes for a good novel. From the tough streets of San Francisco's East Bay to the ivy-covered campuses of the East Coast to barren European highways to the London rock scene and back on the road again in America. Those are the headlines, the tales behind the Huey Lewis and the News story coming up next on Spotlight Special.
Q102.
No matter what you're looking for, why get it at crazy prices? And you'll be wondering what everyone's wondering.
How did they do it?
Well, what do you think, Tony? Pretty good sound?
It's fantastic. You're racing in the streets these days, all right. A beautiful new car, and now this. A Blaupunkt auto hi-fi. King of the road, what?
I'm telling you, the radio's even better than the car. They say Blaupunkt is built for the future and beyond. I really feel as if I'm wired for sound that's out of this world.
Blaupunkt auto hi-fi. Designed for car buffs, wired for the sound of the future.
It's too late. The secret's out. It's Fiesta Week at Rainbow's.
You know, this means unadulterated fun.
Hi, I'm Sharon. I'll be wearing my school uniform in Rainbow's on Monday night. Will you?
And I'll be in my SS pajamas on Friday.
Every night is party night this week at Rainbow's.
I think, you know, this interview is going to clear all that up now. And ABC gets this out there, the word will be out. It is a band, folks.
That's Mario Cipollina, bass player with Huey Lewis in the News, and a man thrilled that Spotlight Special is clearing up one of rock's biggest misconceptions, that Huey is a soloist with a backup band. It really is a complete band, so much so that all profits are divided up six ways. Still, Mario admits that public attention is undivided on Huey Lewis himself.
It's been a good thing that that Huey has been around to give everyone a focal point to pay attention to, you know, and I think part of what's happened over the last couple of albums anyway is that people were paying so much attention to the star figure, which Huey is a great one, that there was a conception of the band as of, say, a Van Morrison or a frontman situation with whatever conglomeration of musicians you happen to have at the time. I think people are now just starting to realize that it's the same band, and are even just starting to notice the fact that there's these same bunch of guys lurking around the stage with Huey. But in fact, we've all been friends for a number of years. Most of us went to the same high school and have a very similar way of thinking about just about everything, just because we're from the same area and have a very similar upbringing. And the fact is that we're all best friends, and that's how we actually got the band formed, was just simply for the fact that we wanted to try, and if we're going to play in bands and drive around the country in buses, we might as well be with all our best buddies.
Stay for the night, so I'm coming. I don't wanna be lonely, baby.
I think we're going to change the name of the band to Huey. No, I'm just kidding. Because people always go, you play with Huey?
Do we detect a note of animosity? Not really. But just to make sure, we checked in with news guitarist and sax player Johnny Cola.
Oh, we put Huey's face on the second album, and that doesn't bother me at all, as long as I get a sixth of the money. We've been through a lot of bad bands, you got to understand, you know? And you start to realize what works and what doesn't. You know? One thing that we all realize doesn't work is when you have two or three different guys singing songs in the band. So we assigned roles, you know, from the very beginning. That made it easy. No animosity build up. Not too much.
How does the man himself, Huey Lewis, feel now that the news is out? Pretty darn good.
Yeah, which is important, I think. And it's a good story that nobody's told really yet. We said this from the very beginning. We were called American Express, and Bob Brown says, I think you guys should be Huey Lewis and American Express. And we said, we don't care. We'll get us a record deal. Oh, it'll get us a record deal? Sure, we'll do it.
Did I just say something wrong? Did I just say long? Could it be you see something that you don't wanna see in me? Never had the perfect plan, and I'm no Superman, but I can't believe that no one else is what I see. What about all the things that you said to me? Is everybody crazy or is it me? I remember all the fights. I still hear the crazy things that you say to me. Everybody says you're gone. It's all gone on too long. People say you never really cared anyway. What about all the things that you meant to me? Is everybody crazy or is it me? Me. We'll be right back.
is it me?
The News may be a band, but it never would have existed if it hadn't been for Huey Lewis. That's why we'll join Huey and see the world next on Spotlight Special.
Q102.
Dear Frankie, I need new curtains for our home, and I'm wondering where I can get the widest selection at the right price. Can you suggest the answer? Well, buying curtains is absolutely no problem, as Hickey's offer a comprehensive curtain service. For making your own curtains, for ready-mades, or availing of Hickey's expert curtain-making service, where really professional results are guaranteed. And there's a free measuring service. So for all types of curtains, ask the experts. Hickey's, of course.
Did you know that Burger King, the home of the Whopper, also bring you a great double Whopper? For only 39p more than the Whopper, you get twice the beef. Flame-grilled. Because no other way of cooking brings out the flavor of the beef in quite the same way.
Aren't you hungry? Aren't you hungry? Aren't you hungry for Burger King now?
The Great Double Whopper. Only 39p more from Burger King, O'Connell Street and Grafton Street, Dublin.
Q102.
After bumming around Europe for a year, Huey Lewis returned to America and studied electrical engineering. But before long, he went back to his roots in Marin, where he joined a group called Clover, a trend-setting band which blended Northern California country rock with East Bay funk. Clover didn't roll, but strangely, they had at least two fans, British power pop pioneers Nick Lowe and Jake Rivera, who just happened to be on the West Coast scouting for talent.
Baby, just take another look.
It was actually a very funny story there. We had a gig one night, I think it was a Thursday night, and it was a local club, terrible little small little club, and we were playing and nobody showed up, and so everybody was uptight, and the band was uptight, and Johnny, our bass player, was uptight, and I was uptight at him for being uptight, and he was uptight at me for being uptight, and he's wearing a cowboy hat, and in the course of a song, I tipped his cowboy hat off. Well, so he stopped playing the bass, took a glass of wine and threw it in my face. So I hit him and he hit me back and we ended up in a fight, you know, during the song. When the smoke cleared, it was Jake Rivera who was standing over us, who was sort of breaking up the fight, and he loved the whole thing. And that's when he first said, hey, I think I'm going to see if I can get you guys a record deal.
I know it happens almost every time. I also know that nothing lasts forever. So now you want to go. Me off. You say one thing and then you do another. Now it takes more than that to get me off. You must think that you're a perfect lover. And do you think that I'll fall apart when you tell me that you're leaving? You say you had a change of heart. You better think it over, baby. 'Cause if you ever change your mind, mark the next time. Wonder what I'll do with all the time when I'm not here and I'm not on the telephone. No more worrying about if you do or not, 'cause it won't matter anymore if I'm all. Change your mind. I could have a change of heart.
Unfortunately, Nick Lowe didn't have a change of heart, and he dragged Clover, along with harmonica player Huey Lewis, off to England with him. Meanwhile, back home, old friends like Johnny Cola figured Clover was spearheading an American invasion.
Well, we were in Marin County. We were doing other things with other artists and stuff, and we thought Clover was doing great over there, to tell you the truth. Little did we know they'd been struggling for 2 years, you know?
That's right. That's the way those things go. Everybody at home thought we were doing great, and of course we weren't. What was really going on was that the punk movement hit, and as those things are wont to do in Britain, it took the country by storm. And not only were we terrible at that, but we were in the wrong place at the wrong time, really.
Clearly wasn't it for Clover, but it wasn't a total loss for Huey Lewis, for two good reasons. First, Nick Lowe's power pop accomplice Dave Edmonds cut one of Huey's tunes, Bad Is Bad, and bad wasn't bad at all.
Said, hey uncle, man, your son is bad.
Eventually, just last year, Huey got around to cutting it himself. And how did it feel to finally sing his breakthrough breakout his own way?
On record? Well, it was nothing really. It was just, it was fun. It's a funny song. It's one of those songs that just won't go away, you know. Some songs are like that. They just follow you around. Bad is bad.
Bad is Bad wasn't the only good thing that happened to Huey in the UK. He discovered an untapped facet of his talent, that he had a voice.
Absolutely. I would never have sung. I would have remained a harmonica player and backup singer, sort of. But I wouldn't have seen people doing what I really liked to do all along. When I saw Nick Lowe and Rockpile, they were playing R&B, you know, rock, Chuck Berry. And I said to myself, this is just Chuck Berry. How's this ever going to get on the radio? Right? They said, they don't care how it's going to get on the radio. They don't care. And wow, what a relief, thinks I, that not to have to worry about that anymore. So when Clover broke up, that's exactly what I did. I just started a jam session for fun. And things just sort of fell together.
Sets off a buzz of his own back home in Marin County. And that's news. That's also next on Spotlight Special.
Q102.
I think I'll try this one.
What is it you want?
Well, I was thinking of asking you to look after my savings.
You may find some financial institutions too impersonal, too big, not helpful enough. At First National, we're building a reputation as the friendliest building society in the world. Trying a little harder to do a lot more. Providing home loans, retirement income, tax-paid interest, confidentiality, security.
Good morning. Can I help?
Yes, please.
First National, the friendliest building society in the world.
It's for you, dear.
Who is it?
Tarzan, come to wish you happy birthday.
Or it could be a caveman.